is the matter of 95, case number 95, 2139, Dayton Bar Association versus Overman. If you would like to, the representative of the disciplinary counsel's office, if you would like to begin with just giving us an overview of the chronology and why we are here. Can you do that?
Okay.
Thank you.
On
recommendation to the court as to what disciplinary counsel's office believes should be done with Mr. Overman?
The disciplinary counsel recommends sidebar and not give a credit for his current incarceration. A period of incarceration of 90 days with 60 days of that 90 days to be suspended in addition to not practice law. So they're asking for an actual period of incarceration of 30 days without credit.
Okay.
We'd also like to refer the court back to disciplinary counsel versus Simmons, June 20, 1995, which is a rather similar case in which the respondent was ordered to incarcerate for 3 days, and that was provided in the CLE suspension.
Okay. Do you have any other, may I have questions? Thank you, Mr. Craig. Mr. Overman, you are welcome to give us your statement if you'd like. You understand, I assume you understand you're a lawyer, you understand that the reason you are here is that you were disbarred and that the court received information that you were continuing to practice law. You hadn't paid the court costs, there were the cost of over $9,000 and I think did not submit your certificate of admission. And we've attempted to locate you, as you know, from Mr. Craig's statement, without without any results, and that's the reason we put the order out to have you arrested. You have the right to counsel. I assume you know that, and you're here without counsel. Would you wish to have counsel? Well, I don't know. We're not in the business of providing counsel. That's up to you. We reset the hearing based upon the recommendation, certainly, of your counsel and the disciplinary counsel.
Mr. Overman, I'd be interested in hearing, why did you practice when you knew you were ordered not to practice? Is there some compelling reason that we should know about?
Let me just tell you what happened.
Perhaps we ought to get the counsel issue decided first. If you want counsel, then I think we should not proceed any further. Justice Douglas's question is one that we all have. So you need to decide whether you want to have counsel represent you. You've had time to think about that. I assume you've been, unfortunately, been sitting in jail for a few days.
I'll just proceed without counsel.
Okay. All right.
Because I think there's a double jeopardy issue, but I did receive a call on February 22nd, and they told me that I would get a letter the next day, and they wouldn't give me any other information, said generally that I was not to practice anymore. I waited in my office, and it didn't come for like 7 days. I've got a lot of mental problems. I didn't know what to do. I vacated my office, and I just finished the rest of my cases out of my heart. So it took me about 30 days to finish my cases. When the woman called me and told me I was disbarred, I asked her, do I have 30 days to finish my cases off? She said she didn't know. She said it would be in the letter that I got the next day.
Have all your cases been finished now?
They're all done.
So that if we make our judgment in this case, you would not plan, no matter what our judgment is, to ever practice again?
There's no question. I don't know if the court's aware of it. I was already convicted of three felonies in Hamilton County for continuing those cases. They took three of those cases and charged me with three felonies. And I'm on probation right now for three felonies, so I thought I figured this was double jeopardy. Or
three felonies for handling the cases?
I didn't know what to do with plea guilty. They took me in there. These cases were all done. They were like my last three cases.
Uh-huh.
They took me in there and said, you know, you took these clients' money right after you got this far. Even though you finished your cases off, we consider that death by deception. So they charged me with three felonies, and I pled guilty, and they put me on probation, which I'm on probation right now. And that was just how they shoot me up here on this. So I went to see my probation officer. So they convicted me of three felony counts, four three felonies, death by deception.
All arising out of your practicing. All right, now the only question I have, now that those cases are completed, you have completed your sentence and you're on probation, if in fact we recognize that and get your assurances that you know that you can't practice anymore, you understand what that means, and that if we imposed a sentence and then you did do something that could be considered practice of law, we could impose a greater sentence than we might.
I understand.
Good, sir. Thank you.
I have a lot of mental problems. I've seen like another three psychiatrists in the last year since I was disbarred, and I just got done seeing a psychologist in Middletown. I saw her for 10 hour sessions over a 3 month period. I just finished that. I had a lot of mental problems dealing with this. When I found out I was disbarred, I just didn't know what to do. I was so traumatized mentally. I had so many mental problems. I just didn't. My cases seemed so easy to finish off that I just finished them. I feel like, I have these three felonies on my record, it's a pretty serious. definitely will not, you know, ever touch or come close to a court again.
The appearances in Judge Oney's Butler County Court on March 22nd, April 5th, were those cases that you were finishing, those were some of the cases you were finishing up that you referred
those
to?
Those were like the last two hearings, or like 2 weeks apart. I didn't really know what to do.
Because by then you had the order from the court saying you immediately stopped practicing law, right?
I never actually got that order. They called me on 22nd, said I would get it the next day. No, it didn't come the next day. Apparently they changed something and they admitted, somebody called and they admitted that they sent it out a week later, and it was, because of some reason. Anyway, as soon as she called me, I took all the furniture out of my office. I moved everything out of my office. I never went back to the office. I lived in Blue Ash. I just finished my cases out of my apartment. So I never went back. I figured there was mail there. I didn't know that, there were going to be any other requirements as far as filing an affidavit. I have my certificate at home. I can bring that in whenever you want, tomorrow, next week, whenever. Like I said, I have no problems. Since this is far and things happened, I know I've seen at least 7 or 8 psychiatrists and psychologists.
Okay, anybody?
It was never my intention to continue practicing after I get this far. I just didn't know. I could not handle the pressure of trying to. First of all, I was in Cincinnati. I just moved there. I didn't know any lawyers. I couldn't handle the pressure of trying to get to find a lawyer to manage these cases. It was too overwhelming. Because by that time, I had already thinned out the cases. So there was really nothing left but procedural appearances. In most cases, I didn't even go back to court unless the client was calling me up and saying, aren't you going to be there tomorrow? Aren't you going to be there tomorrow? I didn't know what to do.
Anything else to say?
I don't know.
Except 30 days is too long?
Huh?
Except 30 days is too long? Is that?
Well, I have spent 28 days.
Right.
And if you want to, you would absolutely have to have 30 if you're getting credit for 28 even too. I really feel like, I've spent 28 days. I don't need to be in there. I've worked hard my life. I really don't need more time in jail. It's really causing great problems.
One of the conditions of your probation and the theft offenses is mental health treatment, as I recall. You refer to that. Are you getting mental health treatment or counseling?
I went through mental health counseling for 3 months. I just got finished a couple months ago. I guess, I have the option of going back if I have more problems. So. But the psychologist recommended that it's she went along recommended that be terminated. She thought that we had,
Okay. Are there any questions? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Overman. Mr. Craig?
I might briefly respond to what Ms. Martin said. First of all, we have no notice or knowledge whatsoever of any of these conditions. I was totally unaware.
Convictions or conditions?
Convictions. Regarding anything you said. I would urge the court to look for some correspondence this far. Suggest the court that this is something you think of that. Lastly, I would also urge the court to let correspond efforts to which this respondent, now hearing that he moved to Cincinnati, we don't have any direct contact with the Office of Attorney Registration. We have tried tracking this respondent with many addresses and never received a response. They've either been returned unclaimed. Or moved, left no address, and we have tried both in Montgomery County and in Hamilton County. This response seems to us to make a conscious effort to make any type of service whatsoever.
Okay, thank you. The case is submitted, and we'll make a decision soon. Thank you.